www.ReverendDennisFry.com.
Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back to the second hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. You know, I got to tell you, both Olivier and Louis James are two of the sharpest people who I know in this business, but you certainly cannot discount Bill Howell or the other folks that we chat with, who we chatted with on the show, specifically Rick and Doc. Very, very sharp people. We're opening up the second hour with two of the better technical people who are helping us out almost on a daily basis, Rick Ackerman and Richard Postma, a.k.a. Doc. Boy, I'll tell you, what really looked like the market was going to go in a very definite direction on Wednesday of this week has really turned around. You guys, Dow Jones Industrial Average has closed on Friday at down 178.86 points. The S&P has closed down 1226. NASDAQ down 1446. They're switching over to the precious metals market. They also got hammered, according to the live charts on Kitco. Gold is down 39.1 points, 1326 at 1327. Silver is off $1.29 at 2180. In terms of the major markets, hey, figure this out. The dollar is up, only up a skosh, but it is up. Let's start with you, Rick. What the heck is going on here, buddy?
Geez, I was looking to you for answers, Al.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I don't have any at this point.
Well, it is a little bit confusing. Even the Wall Street Journal, on today's above-the-fold headline, has a story, Fed's guidance questioned as market misreads signals. And I hate to fail the Fed. You know, we should always be doing what they want us to do. But you never know. The markets can be tricky. As they've come down, I think it's become more, I'm not going to say obvious, but it seems more logical that the market did it celebrating when the non-announcement hit the tape that that quantitative easing would continue, that there'd be no taper. But I think that everybody woke up the next day and realized that nothing had changed. And looking at the market, that means that we're stimulating about as much as we can. You know, people, as much as the Fed wants to put credit out there, the only borrowers are the banks, really. And on the gold side, again, gold has been in a nice rally since June 28th, but the gold investors woke up the next day and said, well, geez, what's it mean? And it doesn't mean more stimulus because we can't get more of it. It just means that things will continue. So on the technical side, I still like gold on the weekly chart down to 1271. This is basis the December contract. Below that, we might have problems, and I think it could one other number to watch is 1280 basis December. I think if we crack that for maybe a weekly bar or two consecutive weekly bars, you're going to see gold come down to 1126. So that's kind of where things are for me right now.
Rick, I must say, I was quite surprised at the move in the conventional markets and in gold, just that vertical move right after the FOMC meeting, because to me, everybody was predicting, or a lot of people were actually predicting a taper, but a very, very small taper. And to me, it was only going to be a token taper if they did anything. And then by the Fed announcing essentially that they're not doing anything, that's skyrocket in gold especially, really surprised me for the amount as much as it came up. And we gave back more than half of that just on Friday. So I think that maybe we're settling into a bit more of a range here. I know that you have these lower targets. But, Doc, I wanted to ask you, what are you looking for in the next week, and what are some of your targets for gold?
Well, what I'm looking for, Corey, and I said this 3 weeks ago, that we would probably see silver ultimately at $21, and then the Fed came around and threw me a curveball, and silver and gold took off before that was achieved. And in fact, I'd like to amend that. I think by next week we'll actually move somewhat lower below $21 for silver, and gold, of course, will follow. Now, I'm starting to wonder if maybe the Fed cut its own throat when they gave out a signal that they were going to taper a little bit and then didn't. Maybe finally people are starting to get a little bit concerned that this economy is not you know, what everybody's been building it up to. And maybe it's going to catch up to the Fed for the first time in a long time. In fact, I feel, based on the charts, that the bonds are starting to move up higher again, and I think they will move up in the next couple, 3 weeks higher again. And so, and you got the dollar, which I think next week it looks like it's going to move further down. So you've got all this movement in all these markets. And I think actually people are starting to get concerned, and maybe the Fed is losing control of everything here.
I don't know. You know, try to answer. I certainly read every single comment on our blog, Doc, and Rick, and I know Corey gets to most of them also. And I have to tell you, I am seeing more and more concern on the part of virtually all of our family, for lack of better terms, as to just how fragile this economy is. And as CFS pointed out, you know, and this guy's a retired university professor at a very, very top quality school in the country, taught economics, if I'm not mistaken. And, you know, he basically pointed out what's going on versus QE and why it's really not going to work. And I think all of that is very, very interesting. I personally am at the point right now, particularly after what happened midweek, and getting very, very concerned. And all that does is add to my resolve to, you know, Bob Moriarty, who will be on the who will be on the weekend show this week, told me a long time ago, people are going to definitely want to start to buy things, and I really feel that that bodes well for certainly the part of this, the sector that we're in. Rick, you think I'm nuts?
Well, that's an interesting point about buying things. You know, I don't know if Bob is making a veiled reference to a hyperinflationary blow-off, but when a desire to buy things becomes a panic to exchange your cash for physical goods, that's what leads to hyperinflation. And I've always felt that if we got it, it could happen in mere hours. It's not going to be a process, even like the relatively swift hyperinflation that took place in Germany. So we haven't reached that point, but if you believe that, you really have to see the I don't think going to be a slow process. It's going to be more like an epiphany, and whatever changes are going to occur in the market will happen very precipitously. So if you have this notion that we're heading toward hyperinflation, and I think there is that chance, even though I'm mainly a deflationist, that's how I see the end game. I see us getting out of bed one Monday morning and the banks are closed, and that's about the most deflationary event you could think of. So I don't know. It's hard really to pick, to figure out what's going to happen, because nothing remotely like it will have happened before. So you're not crazy, Al, because crazy things could happen.
Doc, what do you think? Deflation or hyperinflation?
Well, I still think we're doing the battle of the deleveraging and the inflation. I think it's still going on. You've got people selling assets to get out of debt, but yet you have money printing like crazy, so you still have the battle going on. Now, a real interesting chart that hardly anybody's talking about right now, and I mentioned about 3 weeks ago that it looked like it was ready to break out, is the Baltic Dry Index. And, you know, and that's a chart reflecting day rates for dry bulk shippers of raw materials globally, and well, it's gone parabolic. If you look at the chart, it corded the 50 and 200 day moving averages from about March to June, and then it broke out and began to move strongly to the upside. And this week, it actually closed above the 200 week moving average, and something we haven't seen for years. And I think this is something potentially significant in view of what Rick just talked about, possibly an inflationary environment. Maybe it's starting to tell us something.
You know, I got to tell you, gentlemen, that comment is very, very apropos. It's very difficult to tell what's going on right now, in the sense that we had an absolutely vertical move in the price of gold on Wednesday, and look where we closed the day on Friday. It really is hard to figure these markets out, and I never thought I'd say this, but it sure does add to the theory of almost total manipulation. Stick around.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Eric Hamburg with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Ever wonder why billionaires like Warren Buffett, John Paulson are dumping their shares of U.S. company stocks? Do they know something we don't? No investor wants to own stocks with falling profit margins and shrinking dividends. Is it possible a 1987-style market crash is coming? Are these investors aware of a massive correction of up to 90%? Call me, Eric Hamburg, at 800-686-2237, extension 120, and find out why gold and silver are the only true safe haven. With event-driven risks, such as volatility in the financial market and conflict in Syria and the Middle East, the sky is the limit for gold and silver. That's Eric Hamburg, 800-686-2237, extension 120, and I'll send you a brochure explaining why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. As a currency's value crumbles and gold being priced in dollars, the metal's value will skyrocket. Again, that's Eric Hamburg, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 120.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, we are back. You know, I have to say that doing the fifth segment with Rick and Doc, I found that to be a very interesting wrap on what's going on in the markets, or what went on in the markets, I guess I should say, this past week. Boy, disconcerting times, to say the least. Bob Moriarty is going to help us out for the last three segments of the weekend show. As you all know, Bob is number one, very bright, number two, very outspoken. And, you know, Bob, I don't see how anybody could have thought Wednesday that the Federal Open Market Committee could have come out with any announcement other than the one that they did. What are your thoughts about that?
You're saying that you were surprised or you were not surprised?
How could anybody with any knowledge of finance be not surprised?
Well, Bernanke has been trying to suggest for months that he was going to taper. And I think that 95% of people were totally shocked. But here's what you need to think of. Do you remember how you kill a vampire?
Okay, man. Yeah, I do remember, actually, with a cross. Go ahead.
No. That's how you keep away from it. How do you kill a vampire?
Oh, stake in the heart.
What kind of stake?
Wooden stake, Bob. I've seen Dracula more times than you have.
Now, a silver stake.
Oops.
Okay. Here's what Ben Bernanke did on Wednesday. He put a silver stake through the heart of the dollar. He just guaranteed to destroy the dollar. And that is just immense. The market doesn't get it. Gold was up $56 on Wednesday, and it was down $30-something dollars today. Nobody quite knows how to react because that's one thing they didn't expect. What he has essentially said is QE to infinity. Now, guys, I mean, you can keep printing money. There's been some really remarkable stuff. Did you follow what Paulson said when he was interviewed?
No, actually, I thought you were going to jump in there, Mr. Fleck. No, actually, I did not. I've been so busy this week. Go ahead.
The former Secretary of Treasury came out and said, we had no clue as to what we were doing in 2008. We were just winging it. And, of course, everybody in the alternative media back then was saying, hey, these guys are totally clueless. They have no idea of what they're doing. They're doing not only the wrong thing, they're doing exactly the opposite of the right thing. And here he is 5 years later, and he says, okay, we totally blew it back then. So we've got a stock market that's been puffed up to new record highs, and it's all based on hot air. I mean, boy, you talk about times are going to get interesting. Times are really going to get interesting because Ben Bernanke just put a silver stake through the heart of the U.S. dollar.
Bob, I agree 100%. The times are going to get really interesting because listening to Bernanke's speech in the question and answer period afterwards was really that they are so far away from any sort of taper that Bernanke is going to be long out the door. And if potentially Yellen comes in, they could start printing even more money. Do you think this is the possibility?
Yeah, here's what's really funny. Don't you realize the scam that Bernanke just pulled? What he did was he puffed up the entire system. You know, real estate prices are back up. Stock market prices are back up. People are out in restaurants. It's all based on the hot air. It's all based on money that's never going to be paid back. Unemployment is higher than it's ever been. Employment is lower than it's ever been. We have 98 million Americans employed, and we have 101 million Americans unemployed. And Bernanke says, okay, well, here, we're steering a course of 270. Watch out for icebergs. And I'm going to jump in the boat, and I'm going to go off. So he's just handed the captaincy of the Titanic to whoever the new Fed chairman's going to be. And Yellen has already said, whatever he spends, I can spend more. I mean, this is one of your bizarro world moments. And you're sitting there thinking, God, did he really just do that? And he did.
Yeah, he did. What do you think about this comment that one of our listeners, Marty McDade, said? He said, you know, during the tenure of Dr. Bernanke, during his tenure, the U.S. dollar has virtually lost 99.44% of its purchasing power. What do you think about that? I mean, it's certainly not 99.44%, but it's pretty high.
I don't know where to keep up with that.
No, but it's pretty high. That's the point I'm trying to make.
Well, of course. Okay. I mean, here's what's funny. God, who was it? It was Obama who came out and said, you know, that if we raise the debt ceiling, that does not destroy the value of the dollar. And you know, Al, if you came to me and said, you know, if I double the amount of money that I'm in debt, I'm somehow better off. I'd have you certified. We are in bizarro world. We're in Never Never Land. We've got people saying stuff that's just so weird. You have to think, God, I mean, how did these guys ever get a paycheck? Bernanke has pulled off a remarkable coup. First of all, I didn't think that anybody could be worse than Alan Greenspan, and he proved me wrong there. And he's deliberately torpedoed Larry Summers, so now he gets Yellen, who's going to make him look good. I think that's so cool.
Bob, I think that's a great point about the bizarro world that we're living in, because another example of this is simply we are printing and spending more money, but we have more people unemployed, so we're working less. Where is this money coming from? How is it even – it's not even real money anymore to me. It just – it seems so off of what you would learn in any true economics or financial realm of things, and then yet we're still seeing highs in the conventional market, and gold gets beaten down a little bit, well, at least on Friday. What do you think?
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, the analogy that I use is you drive home, you find out your house is burning down, your kids and your wife and your car is safe and your dog's okay, and a guy comes up to you and says, would you like to take out an insurance policy? I mean, what kind of answer do you give? No, let me think about it. Yeah, sign me up.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting what's happening. You know, I got to tell you, we get some very, very interesting comments on our very active blog. And, you know, Marty's comment was interesting. And, you know, I'm just reading some other comments on here. Probably spend 8 hours a day doing that. But I got to tell you, I don't know anybody who's happy with what's going on right now other than people who are just have their heads so far buried in the sand. I'm not sure how they can breathe. I mean, Bob, you've got a huge, huge presence on the internet. Don't have a lot of time left here, and you're obviously going to be back in the next two segments to help us out. But I mean, I've got to believe, is there anybody at all who communicates with you who is happy with what's going on right now, real quick?
No.
That's about as quick as you can get. I mean, you know, it seemed, you know, we're going to be talking about the alternative media here during the next couple of segments and how valid it's getting to be and how many people are just absolutely swarming to the alternative media. And that's kind of what we're all about. You know, you just are not getting straight answers from mainstream. Stick around, Corey, Bob, and I are going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Turn your food waste into fertilizer. That's right. Turn your food waste into fertilizer with the Bokashi Kits from Terraganics.com. Stop breaking your back turning those big piles of food waste and stop attracting a bunch of unwanted pests and flies. Recycle your leftover vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, bread, pizza crusts, and more with no foul smells, heavy lifting, or turning. It's easy. Finally, a way to recycle all of your food waste safely and effectively. Bokashi Kits turn food waste into fertilizer in as fast as 2 weeks, so it takes less time to create nutrient-rich humus for your garden or crops. No turning and no obnoxious odors. Recycle all your food wastes. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. See the Bokashi system and order your Bokashi Kit online at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. TerraGanix. Life's getting better.
With the well-known shortage of availability in guns and ammo, the question is, will food and preparedness items be next? Now, at ProStoresDirect.com, buy a 32-serving bug-out bucket, and you'll get a prime assortment of Mountain House survival food entrees, including favorites like chili mac with beef and spaghetti and meat sauce, all made with real USDA meat. That's enough food for one adult for a full week, all for just $75.99 with free shipping, delivered in a handy resealable bucket that'll store for up to 25 5 years. ProStores Direct has a huge selection of family-sized food units, too, right up to military-grade number 10 cans. And we'll give you great deals on new military first aid and surgical kits, portable water filters, heirloom seeds, and all your bug-out gear. Always with free shipping to the lower 48. Be ready for any challenge with food security for your family at ProStoresDirect.com. ProStoresDirect.com, your first stop for preparedness and survival gear, and proud sponsor of the free media.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
September is National Preparedness Month. That's right. We like to call it Preptember. And there's no better place to get prepped than with emergency essentials at BePrepared.com. This month only, save 40% on our super supply of freeze-dried vegetables. That's a savings of $159. Freeze-dried pork sausage crumbles are 39% off. Regularly $39.95, now just $23.99. There's a lot more. Call emergency essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Corey and I are chatting with two of our favorite guests right now. Jeff Deist, who really isn't a guest, he's more of a co-host, and Bob Moriarty, I'm not sure what he is. He probably owns the world, and we'll just kind of leave it at that, okay, Bob? Hey, I got a question for you guys. You know, we were at a cocktail party last Sunday night, a week ago, and I picked up a copy of the Time magazine that our host and hostess were reading, and, you know, I looked at it, and there were some interesting articles in there, very interesting article, I would have to say, on Vladimir Putin in there, and, you know, opinions from around the world, etc. And on the cover of that magazine last weekend, the Time magazine, was a picture of a high school athlete, and I believe a picture of, you know, another student, and the caption on the cover of the magazine was something to do with should athletes be paid or something like that. Well, come to find out the next day that that exact magazine, which is circulated internationally, had a different cover every place other than the United States, and the different cover was a picture of their star attraction for that particular issue, which wasn't a high school athlete. In fact, it was Vladimir Putin, who kept us out of trouble in Syria, in my opinion. Let's start out with you, Bob. What do you think about that?
I think it's hilarious.
Yeah.
It says what I've been trying to get across for years. You have six people who control 95% of the media in the United States, and what you're hearing on the radio or on television or in newsprint is not news, it's propaganda. And those six people are very conservative, and whatever they say creates what Americans believe. And it's very funny that a high school athlete, which certainly qualifies as one of those, are you kidding me, covers, compared to Vladimir Putin, he may well have stopped World War III. Now, I'm sure we're going to talk about that at some length, but I would consider Vladimir Putin probably 100 times more significant than some high school football player.
How about compared to the president?
Well, even compared to the president, I mean, here's what's really happened, and you've got to stand back a little bit and look at it in context. When a civilization or an empire collapses, it doesn't do it at 9:43 in the morning, where at 9:42 it's an empire, at 9:44 it's rubble. It collapses over time. And certainly, historically, 20 years, 50 years, 100 years from now, we're going to look back and say that was a defining moment for both Russia and for the United States. When you have to go to Pravda and the president of Russia to find out the truth, then you have a substantial problem with your country.
Bob, I agree with everything you said there. And one thing that really struck me about this story, or I posted a story actually on the website earlier in the week, was that this has been happening for many years in the U.S. And quite frankly, it's just hiding the real stories or covering it up in what Americans maybe like to see in the news, which I think is just a horrible thing. Jeff, I'm quite interested to hear what you have to say about this.
Well, Corey, I guess on the one hand, Time magazine reserves the right to put whatever they want on their cover. And if they think that Putin is somehow a turnoff for their American readership, then I suppose it's understandable in that sense. But I think there's something more to it than that. I think it's just
it collapsed at time. Late, certainly 20 historically years, 50 from now, 100 years back. We're going to look say that moment finding Russia for both the United States and for when you States prob have to go to and the president Russia to know for the truth to find out you have that substantial basis with your problem. Country.
I agree with everything. Bob, I agree. And one thing you said that struck me and that really stood out, I posted a story on the website story actually was earlier in the week. Been happening that this is many years and for and quite frankly in the U.S. just hiding it's just stories or the real up in recovering it. Americans, what me in the news maybe like to see is just a horror, which I think I'm quite cool saying. Jeff, to hear what you had interested with this. Have to say about
yes, on the one hand, well, Corey Agassi reserves the Time magazine whatever they want on the right to put what they think that recover, and if they is somehow a Putin for the turnoff American reader, American leadership, I suppose, understandable, and that it's understood. I think there's sense, but to it, there's something more than that. It's just, I think
it collapsed late time, like 20 and 30 years historically from now, there's fifth back, it's 100 years. We're going to look at a moment, say that was Russia finding the United States for both when you and for the prov states and the press have to go to Russia to the truth and of Russia, you have to find out the answer then with your cases. Problem.
I agree with everything.
Country.
There and one thing. Bob, I agree. Struck me when you said that this story that really I posted out on the website for your week was a story actually been happening earlier in the week, many years. Is that this has been quite frank for just hide in the U.S. stories or really it's up in the real Americans and they're covering it up in the news. What it's just a horror. Maybe like to see some questions, which I think to hear what you all saying. Get this. Quite interested.
Yes, on the one hand,
have to say about
being reserves the well, Corey, whatever they want on it. And Time magazine think that right to put what is somehow it to cover, and if they for the Putin American return off that I American leadership standable, and that I suppose I think it's understood to it the sense, but or something more. It's just in that.
And
I think
it collapsed 20 years time, 50 years and search now, historically back at search, 50, say, 100 years moment, we're going to look at Russia, say that with the United States. I mean, when you have for both Prov and for and the presidents, Russia have to go to the truth, you have enough right answer to find out with your then.
Agree with everything.
Problem.
There and one thing
country
struck me. Bob, I agree. This story you said that I posted that really stood on the website out week was for your up and happening story actually many years earlier in the week. And quite frankly, that this is just hiding from stories or in the U.S. up in, it's Americans making the real in the news or covering it up. It's just a horrible, I'm quite like to hear what you have, which I think is this.
Thing. Yes, on the one hand,
being
reserves
the have to say about
whatever they want on this. Well, Corey, I think that Time Magazine is somehow it's right to put for their cover, and if they can read Putin, then I turn off their American and that leadership. I think it's opposed to it. It's sense, but it's just it's something more
and
than that.
Late,
I think
it collapsed years or times from now. And cert back historically, say the first moment, 100 years, Russia, we're going to look at it. And I say that was when you have finding a problem for both and the president and for Russia, states the truth, you have to go to you have a substantial kind of rock with your to find out.
And agree with everything.
There
and one thing
problem
struck me about
country.
This story. Bob, I agree. I posted and you said that on the website and it really speak without been happening for your many years. The story actually, and quite frank, earlier in the West, hiding that this is stories or form up in the U.S. Americans, mainly it's in the news, being the real. It's just a horror covering it up. I'm quite what to hear what you maybe like to see this. Which I think
yes, on the one hand,
thing
reserves
quite interested
whatever they want on this.
Have to say about
they think that, well, Corey, I guess somehow it's in Time Magazine for the right to put where it can recover, and if they, that I Putin turn off, standable, and that I think the leadership or to it, I suppose, it's understood, it's just a sense, but
and
something more
late
than that.
Like 20 years,
I think
it's years, it collapsed from now for time. Back at a certain, say, the historic moment, there's fifth Russia, 100 years, the United States. We're going to look, when you say that was problem finding and the president for both Russia and for the true states, you have to go to substantial stuff with your cousin of Russia.
Well,
to find out
agree with everything there and one thing struck me about
problem
this story
country
I posted Bob, I agree on the website and you said that wasn't really been happening about many years for your and quite frank story actually hiding earlier in the way stories or that this is up in for Americans in the U.S. in the news it's just a horror being the real
the GCN radio network providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio GCN Great Talk Radio starts here.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at HempUSA.org.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. In February of 2011,
Although he filled posts in the State Department for more than 2 years, Obama did not fill the post of Religious Freedom Ambassador, an official that works against religious persecution across the world. He filled it only after heavy pressure from the public and from Congress. We'd like to help you to understand how these things are affecting you and will affect you in the near future by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Welcome back. It's the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Jeff Dice here, as always, with Big Al. We've got our good friend and close confidant, Bob Moriarty, with us, and as always, Corey as well. You know, Bob, we were just talking about sort of what's happening in the media and this change, at least among the grassroots America, with respect to intervening in Syria, whereas, you know, just 10 years ago, it seemed like the majority of the country really supported Bush in going into Iraq, going into Afghanistan under the pretense of the so-called war on terror. Do you think that American perceptions have changed simply because of financial reasons? Do you think there's a fundamental moral reason? Or how would you explain that, Bob, if you had to take the pulse of America?
I'm going to say that a lot of people are following the alternative media now. The alternative media has matured in the last 10 to 15 years. I got to attack Al on his comment about the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal. If you go back and read what they were writing about the U.S. attacking Iraq, if you advocate war crimes, you are a war criminal. And if you go back and remember the advocacy of both the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times, they were pure propaganda rags, and they dragged us into a war that has bankrupted the United States and killed 10,000 Americans. And I hope that one day they pay a price. They're trying to do the same thing with Iran and Syria now. But I think the Americans are sick and tired of fighting stupid wars. And I think the alternative media, there's enough stuff that's good that people are beginning to realize what's going on.
Well, you know, I must say that even coming from my generation, the Internet has really changed the way people consume news and really get their news. And I have a lot of friends that don't really go on mainstream media websites to get their news. And when I talk to them about these issues, I find them very, very well informed, but also very, very anti what the U.S. government seems to be doing on a daily basis. Do you think there's any way that the government can change this perception, or is it pretty much hardstead that the media is going to support whatever the government does and the people are waking up and not allowing what's being done to occur?
Yeah, that's a very accurate description. People are waking up, and I'm not saying they're all waking up, I can talk to someone now, and I can tell you exactly where they're getting their news, news being in big quotation marks. I mean, if you remember Fox, I think their motto is, "We present, you decide." And that, of course, is utter rubbish. I mean, that's the biggest propaganda rag out there. But to the extent that Americans realize that the government is in a state of decline, they realize that they've been lied to for years, and they're sick and tired of fighting wars for another country. And I think that's something wonderful.
You know, I got to tell you, I don't disagree. I don't disagree with what you're saying about journalism in the past. But, you know, the value that I find, for example, in a publication like the Wall Street Journal is, I think the Wall Street Journal is doing everything it can by giving some very informative editorial opinion on what's going on in Washington, D.C. I haven't seen a single favorable article towards the administration, I should say editorial, towards the administration probably in the last 6 or 8 months at the Wall Street Journal. My comment about the New York Times, the reason I think it's valuable is because you got to know your enemies. And boy, if you see what's going on in the Times, you really know what the other side is thinking.
That's a very valid point. But you know, I do a lot of traveling, so I read all the Canadian newspapers, and I read the British newspapers, and I read the Australian newspapers, and basically the United States, the newspapers as a whole, have collapsed totally. They have one-tenth of the influence they had 10 years ago, and like Time magazine, they've become total prostitutes, and they are distorting reality, and people are waking up to the distortion of the reality. The Wall Street Journal used to be a really excellent, excellent newspaper. The Christian Science Monitor, which unfortunately met its demise, was excellent newspaper. The New York Times used to be excellent, and they're just all in an advanced state of decline. But it's end of empire, and this is what you get at end of empire.
Well, Al, I have to say good riddance to those newspapers, because I despise them, and I welcome the rise of Craigslist, which took away all their classified advertising revenue in a way that's newer and faster and better. Nobody wants to, you know, make a phone call to an old-fashioned classified ad anymore. But, you know, when it comes to the Wall Street Journal, a cynic might say, well, they are tribal Republicans deep in their DNA, and thus they like wars that Republicans fight. And then all of a sudden, when Democrats try to fight wars, they get a little more circumspect and start talking about, you know, the congressional authority to declare war. As far as the New York Times goes, Al, I got to tell you, I would rather pound hot nails into my eyes than read the New York Times. But the simple reason that I cannot stomach this constant absurdist filter that everything in America is racist and sexist and classist, and thus every article has to be seen through this ridiculous lens. It just becomes too much for me, the PC. But is the New York Times, apart from that, apart from its obvious slant, is the New York Times actually producing any sort of investigative journalism? I think not at this point.
Well, no, and I don't disagree with that, and I'm not being defensive here, but I got to tell you, I want to know where those people are coming from. I very desperately want to know where those people are coming from, because the only way I think that we can have a show here that has any value to anybody is to look at the total screen. I mean, you know, if you can look at a movie on a regular screen, you know, and filter out a lot of stuff, but if you're going to look at it in what we used to call cinerama, the real big screen, you know, you got to be aware of what these guys are saying, and I don't think it's a total waste of time personally to be aware of that. I really don't. I kind of realized where you and Bob were coming from when we started this thing, but I have to say, I want to know who's walking on the other side of the street. I want to know who's walking behind me. Don't you guys?
I don't worry about that, Al. I'm quite capable of thinking for myself. And, you know, I recognize distortion when I see it. So I don't worry about it. I really don't care what they think.
Al, I really understand. I think I understand what you're saying, just from the aspect of there are very divided people out there, and there are people that live and die by what's written in these mainstream media papers. And you do need to be cognizant of them, because we come across them every day on a daily basis. And I think having a well-informed argument and understanding where they're coming from so that you can really cater your answer or rebuttal to what they have to say in a meaningful manner can go a long way. Jeff, you must see this all the time over in Washington, don't you?
Oh, of course we do. You know, we're pretty slanted here in the area that we live. It's pretty conservative. And interestingly enough, our area is 99% made up of very successful people who are bright, have contributed to society, et cetera, et cetera. And, boy, I'll tell you, you didn't see a whole lot of Obama signs here during the past couple of elections. But, no, I mean, I don't know. You know, I don't want to be narrow-minded. I'm not going to change my opinion about things, and I am pretty conservative, and I'm libertarian to say the least, but I'm not going to change my opinion about things. But damn it, I want to know what other people think. What else? I mean, you know, you got to keep an open mind, and it's easy to flush stuff out, but I don't know.
But now, one way to do that is, if you want to know what the left is thinking, go to the honest left, read Harper's or read Mother Jones. But as far as the New York Times goes, at this point, I just view it as a corporatist statist dinosaur.
Bob, going to give you the final word. You got 30 seconds.
I have to totally agree. It's the end of empire. All of our systems, financial, legal, educational, judicial, all of our systems are in a state of collapse. And this is a good thing, because whatever follows is going to be a lot better.
Whatever follows is definitely going to be a lot better, ladies and gentlemen. We hope you have enjoyed the show. We had an awful lot of fun producing it. I, again, learned an awful lot.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.